The gospel reading today, as our Lord points out the reality of the situation, that there is someone greater than Jonah here, there is someone greater than Solomon here, and it is because he is God. We see that same thing in a slightly different way in the first reading, when God talks about the fact that when all of these things happen with the Egyptians, that it's he says, I will receive glory through Pharaoh and all his armies, his chariots and charioteers. And then says, the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord. Because you have to remember, the Egyptians at that time believed that Pharaoh was a god. And so, if he was divine somehow, God was letting all of the Egyptians recognize that this was not the case. It was also necessary for the Israelites to recognize. We hear them in their foolishness, but again, we have to just put ourselves in their situation and ask, would we do anything different? Think about it. They've got the Red Sea in front of them, and behind them, they've got nothing but desert, and now you've got probably the most powerful army on earth coming right at them. And so what do? Rather than turning to God, why did you bring us out of Egypt? Didn't we tell you this is better if we be slaves? Like, really? You want to stay as a slave? You'd rather be a slave than even to die as a free man. This doesn't make any sense to me. But we see the human nature and just how pathetic we can be. So it was a matter that they didn't trust God. Even Moses had to say that, just trust God. You don't even have to do anything, just stay still. How important that is. We hear the same thing in the prophet Elijah. Tells us in quiet and in still you will be saved. Not getting all worked up and upset because all these things are happening. No, keep your focus on the Lord and stay at peace. He's got the whole thing under control. We don't. Which, of course, is why we lose our peace, because we're trying to be in control and we're not. And guess what? We're not going to be. We just need to let God be in control. We need to let Him be God and remember that we're not. And while we, of course, will all acknowledge, of course I'm not God, we sure act differently than that, because I want to be in control. I want to be God. Doesn't work. It's never worked. It's never going to work. We just need to let Him be God. But we have to look at the situation for ourselves. The Pharisees and the scribes come to Jesus and they want a sign. He said, no sign's going to be given except the sign of the prophet Jonah. So in other words, all the things that Jesus did, all the miracles, everything else, that wasn't going to convince them of anything. And it probably wouldn't us either. Because we do have to remember, when the Antichrist comes, we are told he's going to work signs and wonders. So the fact that somebody can do something extraordinary doesn't necessarily mean that it comes from God, and certainly it doesn't mean that they are God, as it is with our blessed Lord. So he tells them that the only sign they're going to receive is one that's only going to come after he's dead. So they're looking for him to prove something, but the only proof, if you want to look at it that way, said he died for our sins and rose from the dead. That's the ultimate point. And how did they handle that? They wanted to cover it up. They wanted to make like it never happened. But that's the point for us to be able to look at. For the Israelites throughout history, they could always look back at what happened at the Red Sea. They could look at what happened in the desert. God fed them with the manna and so on for 40 years. There's a point in there that maybe we don't usually think about, because we think about the fact that the sea is split in two and the people walked right between it. The the water like a wall on either side. But there's that other little point in there, that they will cross on dry land. If the water splits, it's going to be mud underneath. They can't walk through that. God dried the land as well as split the sea so the people could walk through. Then he gave them bread out in the desert and water from a rock. And how extraordinary does he have to show himself? That's what the people could keep looking at and say, look, we know that the Lord is God. Look at what he did. Now it's for you and me to be able to say, we know that the Lord Jesus is God. Look at what he did. If he is God, and he has promised he will remain with us all days until the end of the world, why do we get so worried and upset about all kinds of things? Because we don't really trust him. We say that he is God. He has proven the reality. But in our hearts, we're not there. That's the part we need to look at. We're just like those Israelites that are panicking because the Egyptians are coming after them. Rather than looking to God, we look to the natural level. And sometimes we become just as stupid as they were. It would be better for us to be slaves of the devil, stuck in our sins, than to be free and know the freedom of the children of God. Because knowing the freedom of the children of God, well, I might have to suffer a little bit, and I might have to trust, and I might have to put things into practice that are going to be really hard. Yeah. You have to act like a son or a daughter of God, because you are. So God wants to free you from the slavery to sin and to Satan, and we keep fighting to hang on because we'd rather be slaves than to be free. And we keep doing exactly what the Israelites did. We keep looking back and saying we would have been better off being slaves. No, we are not. St. Paul addresses that, and he said, think about it. The things that you used to brag about, now you're ashamed of. Do we really think we were better off in the slavery to our sins? We need to reject that, and we need to look forward, because that's where we're going to find God. And we might look at it and say, but there's a sea right in front of me. Like, yep, and guess what? God's going to open it up, and you can walk right through on dry ground if you will trust him. And you might say, but just like we might die. You might, and guess what? You're going to rise from the dead, and you're going to live forever. Why would you be afraid to die if you know that you're going to go to heaven and live forever? Unless you really don't believe that, then we're going to panic when it comes to death. So either we're not in the state of grace, or we don't believe what the promises of the Lord are. Which is it? Otherwise, death is something that we should be saying, praise the Lord. Get out of here and I can go to heaven. Now, for many of us, it'll be purgatory, but nonetheless, at least we know if we get to purgatory, we can't go backwards, so we're going to be all right. So we just need to look at that interior disposition. Look at all the fears. Look at all the stuff that we deal with. And ask ourselves, am I really trusting the Lord if that's the case? Am I taking my eyes off of Jesus because I'm looking at the Egyptians coming from the other side? And I'm panicking because I'm looking on the natural level instead of the supernatural level. Do I really trust that the Lord is with me in the midst of all of this? It's difficult because he puts us in situations that are very hard and then says, trust me. put into practice what it is that you're professing. It's not easy, but that's the way we grow, and that's what he's going to ask. So we have all the proof that we need. We don't need to look at him like the scribes and Pharisees and say, we want a sign. It's like, what's he going to do? Any sign that he gives us pales by comparison to his resurrection. We've got everything we need. All that we need now to do is to have faith and to trust. He's got it all under control. We do not. In case we were wondering if we did or not, he'll let us know. And we'll find ourselves panicking about something or another. And then we just need to get it turned around again. Face the direction that we need to. Quit looking back and look forward. Keep the focus on Jesus and be at peace.